Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So good to have everybody with us. We got a lot of folks on the line and got a great co-host tonight, Keith Bassetti. Keith, how are you doing tonight? Well, I guess Keith will be right back with us. He just dropped. But no, we're going to have a great show tonight. We've got some interesting things to talk about and all that. I don't know if any of you have ever studied or done any research on NLP, and Keith is back with us. Hey, Keith, we're glad to have you with us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, good. Thank you. I was running around, so I hung up the phone.
Well,
that's okay. We'll forgive you. You're back with us, and that's all that matters. Anyway, we're very glad to have you tonight for the Vulnerability Podcast. Matt and Tori have a hall pass tonight. I think they're not feeling well, but we're certainly glad to have their best wishes, and we're going to have a great time. What I was telling everybody is I've been doing some research and some studying into something called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and that is a really fascinating topic. Have you ever done much work in that?
No, I'm not familiar entirely with it. I mean, I've heard of it before, and I understand the gist of it, because it's basically just reprogram your subconscious mind, very similar to lots of other things, but it's done in a very specific way.
It is. It's very similar in a lot of ways to hypnosis, and a lot of folks have used it to do what's called self-help, and that's something that we're all interested in, I believe. And as I've been studying NLP, one topic that has really fascinated me is that of the cause and effect equation. I had no idea what it was about, but I've learned a lot, I guess, in the last week. May I share that with you, sir?
Of course. I would love to learn.
Well, great. And it's something that I think really is going to affect everyone that is interested in the Vulnerability is Cool podcast and the Vulnerability is Cool group. So I'll start telling everybody about it. There are two sides to every coin. There are. One is the cause side and one is the effect side. And it's not really an equation, but it's the way you allow things to affect you. If you're on the cause side, then you are proactive in making things happen. And the whole point is that we can make good things happen to us all the time. We really can. It has to do with our attitude and the way we present things to ourselves and the way we work. That's being on the cause side. That means that you accept responsibility for what happens to you. Now, if you're on the effect side of the coin or the effect side of the equation, you tend to let other things affect you more, and you feel like you're subject to the whims of the earth and the world, like, well, so-and-so said bad things. So-and-so caused something bad to happen. And it's a matter of, and as the cause and effect equation says, it's a matter of taking responsibility. So if you want, and the whole point is, if you want something good to happen to you, then what you do is you program yourself to make good things happen. Now, let's face it, sometimes we decide to do something, and something bad happens. It's just a fact of life. But regardless, we can all be sad and we can be upset for a while, but then we just get over it and go on and and proceed with whatever our plans are, what we're trying to do. It's a very proactive approach to life, and I like that. I think I've always had that, the feeling that it would work. I know that it is tied very closely to the old Power of Positive Thinking and the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill talks about a fella that wanted to go to work with Alexander Graham Bell. But the way he did it is he didn't want to go to work with him. He wanted to be his partner. And he presented himself. He got up there to New Jersey basically by hook or crook. He didn't have any money when he got up there. He knocked on Bell's door and said, I want to be your partner. And lo and behold, after about 2.5 years, he became his partner because he proved to Bell that he could really make things happen. And he didn't take no for an answer. That is very much the old Power of Positive Thinking, or the 13 elements of Think and Grow Rich, which are very much related to this thing of the cause and effect equation on the cause side. And have you had much experience with the Power of Positive Thinking or the Think and Grow Rich mentality? And the Think and Grow Rich is a book from 1942, but it has affected a lot of people, and it's done a lot of great things. Have you ever had much experience with these or the Power of Positive Thinking mentality?
Yes, I'm familiar with both. I've not read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, but I have listened to some YouTube videos when I was driving places. I was listening to certain parts of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I'm not very familiar with it, nor do I really remember every aspect of it, but I know that it goes into detail on a multitude of subjects, but I am very familiar with, positive mindsets and how those attract situations into your life because, you listen to like Hermeticism or if the law of attraction or any of these things, what's the underlying theme of all of these things? It's your mindset. So when your set is in a higher vibrational state, I'll stick with the new age stuff because that's how I feel. Because ultimately,
sure,
everything in this universe is a vibration. Our cells are electromagnetic frequencies, and they're always vibrating too. And the atoms themselves are always in motion. So everything is a vibration that is around us ultimately. So when you have positive thoughts and you are experiencing positive emotions and you're eating good quality food, when you're hanging around good people, the chemistry in your body will actually change. Dr. Bruce Lipton talks a lot about this. He was a PhD biologist and a teacher, or a college professor, and he was doing a lot of research on cells and biology and things like that. And he started to discover a lot of these quote unquote esoteric aspects of what really goes on with cells when we have thoughts. So. Yeah, I know a little bit about these kinds of things, but yeah, I mean, it's very important to, one of the things that I talk a lot about when I, I make YouTube videos and things like that too, but one of the big things that I talk about is how important it is to watch our thoughts and to feel like what's really going on inside of us, because if you're attracting shitty things into your life, there's some kind of shitty thought or there's some kind of shitty belief that you're having about yourself, or else that situation wouldn't necessarily be in your life. I'm not saying that it's going to, you can say everything, because, you know, life is always going to have its ups and its downs. But it's, if you're attracting, like, narcissistic people into your life, psychopathic people, if you're attracting shitty relationships, if you can't seem to get your finances in order, if you can't seem to organize some aspect of your life, then there's some kind of subconscious belief system that you have about yourself, about life, that isn't serving you. So you have to go in, like you were talking about with NLP, you know, there's many other different ways to do it. One of the, you know, there's I am affirmations. A lot of people do those. You know, the best times of day to do these kinds of things are in the morning or at night or after like lunch, for instance. You know, how you get sleepy in the middle of the day, you go into a period where you can speak better to the subconscious mind. But you can also do it in a trance state, which is what is which you invoke through hypnosis, like you were talking about. You can invoke it through meditation. You can invoke it through, you know, some kinds of dances and things like that too. There's a million and one different ways to invoke it. You know, sometimes just even thinking about going into that peaceful state of mind can put you in that trance place where you can better influence the subconscious mind. And that's where we create our programs, because we talked about before that you said 88% of your mind is your subconscious mind. I believe I said 94% is your subconscious mind, you know, based off of what we've heard from our studies. Doesn't really matter, but regardless, almost the lion's share of our mind is the habitual mind, the subconscious mind, and it's very important for us to, you know, learn to program it in the way that we want to live our lives. So, yeah, you do that through NLP, you do that through hypnosis, you do it through shamanism, yoga, meditation. You don't necessarily even have to do any of those things. If you just have a powerful enough mind and you're a positive person, you're like, you know what, I'm just going to do this, you can actually just shift your mind just by thinking about it if you're good enough at it. So,
well, you know, it's very funny that you say that, and it's very true, and I'll tell you the facts. Richard Bandler, Dr. Richard Bandler, is one of the founders of NLP. And he used to believe in using hypnosis to put people in the trance state to get them to improve themselves. But what he found out is that you don't have to. People frequently are in, or most of the time, they're in a trance state. Whenever they're thinking, whenever they're focusing on something, they're in a trance state, and they are actually communicating with their subconscious mind. Now, it's not that hypnosis isn't a great thing, and it is. I mean, you know, we've got plenty of research that shows you can avoid pain, you can have root canals done under the effect of hypnosis and not use Novocaine. But the fact is, we are frequently in a trance state, and we can take advantage of that to improve ourselves, whether we're improving with NLP, the law of attraction, the power of positive thinking, or the Think and Grow Rich, the 13 elements of Think and Grow Rich, and the I Am affirmations. Now, one thing I would like for you to do, because a lot of folks have heard of the power of, the law of attraction, but could you explain that a little bit? Because I believe that's something that you know about.
I already did.
I know you did, but
it was the law of attraction. But yeah, that's what I was explaining. Ultimately, what?
Give us some additional
examples.
It's basically
just shifting your mindset into a place of abundance. That's all it is. It's very simple. I mean, there's a little more to it than the movie The Secret. It's basically what I'm referring to when I talk about it. It's a very
a very simplistic way of looking at it, but I mean, it's absolutely accurate. If you tell yourself every single day, and you tell yourself with emotion, you tell yourself with authority that, you know what, I'm abundant, I'm a badass, and I'm going to go out in this world, and I'm going to go kick ass, and I'm going to go, you know, make a lot of money, I'm going to make a lot of friends, I'm going to, you know, get all the love that I want in life. And if you tell yourself that every single day and you genuinely to believe it, because you're probably not going to at first, especially if you were in a, you know, in a abusive childhood, or you had some kind of false belief system implanted in you from society somehow, you know, schooling, things like that. School doesn't teach us to be, you know, leaders. It teaches us to be followers, but that's a topic for another day. So you have to shift it's just shifting your mindset. It's basically all it is. It's shifting your mindset to, because we attract, you know, like attracts like into your life. So you notice if you're angry all the time in your life, you know, you just try and sit with anger all day, you're going to find lots and lots of things to make you angry. If you're happy all the time, you're going to find lots of things to make you happy. And when you're angry, what happens to your body? Your body gets sick, right? Because you're changing the chemistry of your cells. So if you're happy, you're going to be changing the chemistry of your cells to bring about the best abundance to you. You know, the universe is always working for you in your favor. You know, so when I say your favor, I mean whatever you're putting out, you're going to get back. This is something that I've observed in my own life. So if I'm putting out, you know, shitty energy, I'm not being a good person, or I'm, you know, being a shithead, I'm going to attract those kinds of, I've attracted those kinds of situations into my life. But as I've grown as an individual and have become a more authentic human being, because I believe that, you know, universally good and bad is a thing, right? Like I was saying, with the way the cells are, there's either pro-life or there's anti-life. But I feel that, like, when a lot of people say, like, good and bad, it's a matter of their opinion. It's a perspective thing. So,
I certainly agree. And one thing that you said that I really liked is you said that the educational system that we have generally promotes people to be followers. And that's very much the idea of the effect side. You follow, you take what's given to you, and you complain. There's no proactivity to make things better. And I must say, and I have to say it, the vast majority of teachers that I ever had were certainly part of the following crowd. And they wanted you to follow what they said, follow what they do, and they did not like independent thinking. Now, I apologize. Teachers are wonderful, but so many of them are in the following mode. They're in the effect side. Well, it's happened to you, so what? Let's just go ahead and feel bad about it and go on. And I don't think that's the way life really works, because those people who have accomplished a lot of things, they don't listen to that. They really don't. What they do is they move forward with plans of action that create good vibes, positive vibes, and real action. I mean, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's 100% correct.
And I'm surprised that so many people are followers. I mean, this, people aren't going to like this, but someone in NLP said, well, if you fail, then just go to a support group, pay $50, and sit around and complain. And I think that's too much the mentality that we've got. The old support group attitude is all about complaining, saying, well, it didn't happen. And it's not about taking responsibility, because when you take responsibility, you make things happen. I go out every day and I sell life insurance. Now, I enjoy it. And I certainly take responsibility for the fact that if I don't sell, I'm not going to have food to eat. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent and everything. I have to take responsibility for that, and I frankly enjoy it. I would not know how to work for a salary if the situation came to me. I mean, I don't know that I could work for $25 an hour, which is $50,000 a year. I don't think I would know how to do it, because I would always be trying to do better than what I was expected. I mean, it's just a fact. Can you see that mentality as a positive mentality?
Absolutely, it is. It's a very positive mentality, because you're trying to improve yourself through your work. You know, it's a very important thing in society. You know, most people work 40 hours a week at least, some more than that. I mean, personally, I believe we shouldn't have to work that much, but things are right now. So,
you have a very
good mindset for growth. You have the mindset for growth is what you're basically stating.
I think that I had the greatest revelation of my life the end of February. I had a business. We ran events, and we ran Comic Cons and festivals, and I was set up in 2019 or in 2020 to have the biggest year of my life. I had 10 events set. It was going to be exciting. I was going to make a lot of money. And so here we are by the end of March, we can't run any events because we've got COVID. The whole world is shut down. And I am sitting here in my house staring at the computer screen. I couldn't even go outside other than to go to Walmart Neighborhood Market to buy food. And I got to thank Walmart for having food, and at least here in Myrtle Beach, so that we could go buy it. But it was frightening. And I had to sit around and figure out what I was going to do. It was a hard thing. But I finally figured out what to do was to get back into the mode of selling life insurance, because that is one of the few things that everyone has to have, because everyone has to take care of final expenses. And then even on the higher side, they have to take care of their families if they're gone or whatever. And I finally, after 2 months, I decided to go back and retake my life insurance exam, which I did. And it ultimately led to a wonderful, wonderful job that I know is recession-proof. It is COVID-proof. It is everything-proof. And so I'm very fortunate that it happened. And that's what really kind of got me back into the positive mindset, because I realized, you know, I had a lot to be thankful for. And I had a lot to be positive about, because I was able to make a living, and so many people didn't. They weren't able to make that change. It was a change. It was a complete paradigm shift. I mean, I had my business yanked away from me. It was frightening. But I finally said, well, I'm going to make another business work. And I did. And, you know, and I sat here and I spent from savings. And, Keith, it was frightening spending from my savings account. I mean, that savings account got lower and lower and lower. It was frightening, but once I got back on track, I realized that things were not going to be bad. In fact, things were going to be very good, and they turned out to be good. I mean, I'm very happy, and I'm doing well now. But it was a matter of the mindset, the cause mindset. I'm going to do something that's going to make things happen in a good way for myself, and that's what I did. I took responsibility for it, and that's what I did. And I'll bet you understand the idea about taking responsibility for yourself, right? And that's what I had to do. So I'm very, very fortunate that I did. So, but on the effect side, if you let things affect you, if you let things blow you around like the wind, you're seldom, if ever, going to be successful. You can't let those things just run your life and say, oh, well, it did this, and oh, he said this, and nobody's hiring, and this and that. Well, you know, people are hiring. I mean, right now, there are more jobs available than we've got people to take them. And they're not taking them because a lot of folks are sitting there messing around accepting unemployment. And things are going to go badly once they realize that all the jobs, they're all going to be taken up here in 6 months, and there are going to be no jobs left to be had. So I think people need to take responsibility. And I guess for those of us that are interested in doing it, I mean, only a small percent of the people in this country are going to take responsibility. Do you agree with that or not? What do you think?
Well,
scary thought.
I see a lot. Yeah, I see a lot of people right now taking advantage of the unemployment because of the COVID-19 scam. But I feel like more people will start taking initiative when shit hits the fan, because, you know, the welfare system is nice, but I think the people that are running it are catching on that people are taking advantage of it, which they probably knew that people would from the start, but I feel like things will start being cracked down on, and things will start getting a little rougher for the people that don't want to take initiative and don't want to move forwards with life. But I also feel a lot of people have been sitting at home for such a long time now that they've had a lot of time to reflect on themselves and look at what they value in life. And I think a lot more people, when the world opens up again, or when we there's a lot of other shit that's going to happen too in the next few months, but when the world opens up again and when people step back into their power and step back into life, I think a lot more people will be more driven to go after their things that they want in life. I think some businesses will fail, but hopefully it's the big corporations. You know, I want them to go bye-bye, but, you know, some things are convenient with them, yes, but, you know, a lot of small business owners are the ones that really suffered because of the COVID. Well, that wasn't even COVID. It was the government shutting us down because of COVID. But a lot of small businesses were the ones that suffered. There was a lot of payouts actually to the large corporations and not to small businesses because of this, especially in Illinois, which is where I was originally from. You guys can look that up if you're interested, but I don't really care. But it's a crazy freaking world that we live in right now. It's absolutely insane, and we're seeing a bunch of things go completely bonkers. And but yeah, in most cases, it's the 1% or I think it's the 3%. It's usually the 3% that go out into the world and go take their dreams and go fulfill their dreams. It's a very small percentage of people, but I do think because of the COVID thing, a lot of people will. I think the numbers will increase, and more people will actually go after what they want in life, and will build a better, more positive world. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I really hope that it does. I hope people get out of the failure mentality that it's always someone else's fault and that they'll take responsibility. That's one of the most important things you can do is to take responsibility and move forward. There are jobs. There are people out there to have good relations with. There's a lot of good out there in the world. You just got to go find it. Now, I know that I am fortunate because I live in South Carolina, and we live in a state that has been open far longer than it's been closed for COVID. But had I been in Michigan or New York or California, it would have been a different story. And there were a lot of people who lost everything because they were not allowed to work. So I was just very fortunate. And how were things in Wisconsin? Because that's where you are, Keith.
Things here are a little better. Wisconsin's a little more conservative than liberal. You know, they have a liberal governor, but you know, I feel the election systems are all rigged, but you know, I don't really want to talk about that too much. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot more conservative people here, and it seems like the conservative mindset people are more inclined to go out and go work, and the liberal mindset people are more happy with being shut down and, you know, where, I don't want to talk about masks, but you know, like more, it's like they're dividing the line here. You know, you're conservative if you don't want to wear a mask, you're liberal if you want to wear a mask, you're conservative if you don't want the vaccine, you're liberal if you get the vaccine. And so it seems like that's kind of like the line that's being drawn there. But, you know, I don't subscribe to either party. I just follow what the truth is, and I don't bullshit either. So,
well, let me ask you this. And this is an interesting question. How open has Wisconsin been to people going about their daily lives and being employed through the COVID thing? Because that's one thing I really never heard much about Wisconsin. How has, in the last year, how has it been?
I can't tell you. I've only been here for a few months, John.
Oh, okay. You were in Illinois
I was in Illinois for most of it, and I was just sitting there in lockdown, which I honestly didn't mind, you know, to be frank with you. You know, I kind of enjoyed the unemployment stuff, but at the same time, I knew since last April what was really going on with the COVID thing, and I was just trying to help people to see through it. But, you know, people are entitled to their own opinions in life, whether or not they're wrong opinions. And, you know, people are adults. And if you choose to subscribe to bullshit, you can subscribe to bullshit. So, yeah, it's Wisconsin, though, from what I've heard, has been a lot better, though. So we'll see what happens, though, because of it. I feel like there's a lot of changes in government that are currently happening. Like if you look in California, the governor there got his notice to be recalled, and they're doing a re-election right now. So that's awesome. You know, governors that destroyed people's lives from a disease that's 99.7% survivable, which they label people that get in motorcycle accidents as a fucking COVID-19 death because the hospitals make extra money off of it. I feel like there's something else going on with it. And the people that were, you know, were ruining people's lives because of it, they need to be brought to justice. So,
well,
yeah, that's what I think, but yeah, Wisconsin. Yeah, go ahead.
One never knows, but I mean, you know, it's something that would be a good thing if every one of them was brought to justice for whatever economic atrocities have been happening over the last year. I've just been fortunate that I lived in a very strange state that we've been wide open since last July, and we don't wear masks now. That's what the way it is, and so we're moving forward. So I've been lucky enough that I've been able to have a relatively free life. So I guess I'm fortunate. But anyway, just wanted to recap that, you know, we've talked about the law of attraction. We've talked about the cause and effect equation, about taking responsibility versus not taking responsibility. And Keith, I think this is a topic that you and I can discuss even further. Don't you agree? Like in subsequent podcasts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've studied, the mind is what I've studied primarily. You know, I was doing bodybuilding for many years, and about 6 years ago, I started to understand how your mindset is creating your reality, and so I dove very deeply into that as well, and that's like what I study. You know, I started studying psychology about 10 years ago briefly, and then I got really big into it, and then I started to realize that all of these quote-unquote occult knowledge is basically it's just psychology just stated in a different way. So, I mean, yeah, there's other forces at work too. It's essentially just psychology and shifting your mindset at a very basic level.
Well, I agree. And I tell you what, I've enjoyed this talk that we've had. We will have Matt and Tori back with us next week on the Vulnerability Podcast. I hope everyone enjoys it. If you got any questions, just shoot me an email at jwstamey@gmail.com. And if you have any questions for Keith, let me know, and I'll forward those directly to him. So, Keith, thank you very much for being one of our major co-hosts on the Vulnerability Podcast and sharing the spotlight with me tonight, as we've talked about a lot of really interesting topics that we'll delve into more in the upcoming weeks. So what have you got to say in closing to everybody?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Okay. And what I'll say to everybody is stay positive. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and rephrase that, okay?
No, I said that because it's fun. Another thing to really focus on to put yourself in a better mindset is to laugh. That's what we could say here. Laughter is extremely powerful and extremely important. A lot of people can get caught up in the seriousness of life, but you know, and the comical, when you can really set yourself back and look at life from a way that, you know, it's not like you get out of this thing alive. So you can choose to make your life a tragedy. You can choose to make your life a drama. You can choose to make it a comedy if you want. But you know what? I would much rather have my life be a comedy. There was a saying on one of these little, I think it was Emerson that stated this, but it said that God laughs with flowers or something like that. So just learn to live life lighter. That's the biggest thing, is not take everything that happens to you personally. Stop taking it so seriously, you know. Watch those, you know, even if something's a quote-unquote waste of time, take a little 3 minutes a day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day to read, like, the funny comics, or to listen to the funny video that makes you laugh when you see it. You know, to learn to crack up about it, because it's so important. They'll just those little 5 minutes can help your day go along much more smoothly. So try and be positive, y'all. That's what I'll finish with.
Thank you. Be positive, and that's what I will finish with too. And thanks to everybody for being with us on the Vulnerability Podcast. We'll be back next week. Matt and Tori will be with us, along with Keith and myself, Dr. John, live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we'll see you next time on the Vulnerability Podcast. Take care, Keith.